As the number one selling walk-in tub in North America, SafeStep walk-in tubs are built to maximize your safety and comfort. Each tub comes standard with a dual hydrotherapy system, so you can enjoy the luxuries of bathing comfortably at home. Soothing jets increase mobility and ease pain, while the rainfall shower head refreshes you from head to toe. Visit SafeStepTub.com today to request your free quote and ask about our special offers.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Ever feel like you're kind of tiptoeing around, like in your own apartment? You know, it's like weird dance we do with neighbors.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I'll put up with your late night, I don't know, guitar practice if you just like ignore my super early morning smoothie blender.
Exactly. But some situations, they go way beyond just a little noise. And, you know, your story from the Nightmare Neighbors podcast, that really struck a nerve with us and a lot of our listeners.
Yeah, it's different when you're, you know, someone who's maybe smaller living alone. And then you add in the whole, like you mentioned, your town in Texas, where maybe self-defense isn't, I don't know, at the top of everyone's mind. It really changes things.
Totally. Right. And feeling safe, feeling secure at home. It's like, it's so fundamental, right? So we wanted to like really dive deep into your experience. And it's, you know, not just about what went down, but why it got so messy.
It's about giving you some tools, some knowledge to like hopefully find some peace of mind.
Absolutely. So for those who haven't heard your Nightmare Neighbor story, can you give us the like quick recap?
Sure. Yeah. So it started, you know, normal apartment stuff, bumps here and there. But then the listener, started noticing this pattern, almost like the downstairs neighbors were responding to her every move.
Wait, so not just random noise. It was like intentional.
That's the thing. That ambiguity, like, are they doing this on purpose? Makes it so much worse.
Oh, 100%. And then there were those notes you mentioned, right? What were they like?
She didn't get into specifics, but she called them unsettling, like they were trying to make her doubt herself, you know?
Ugh, classic gaslighting, right? Making you question your own sanity. And that, on top of everything else, that's just, it's scary.
And when you're already feeling vulnerable because of the other stuff, that kind of manipulation, it can really, I don't know, take control.
Yeah, it's like your home, the one place that's supposed to be your sanctuary. Suddenly it's a prison.
Right. And she talked about feeling like that, tiptoeing around, like she couldn't even relax her own apartment. That's not right. It's like a violation.
Yeah, it's like they're messing with your sense of, what's the word? Territoriality.
Exactly. And in an apartment, your space is already limited. So when that's messed with, whether it's noise or whatever, man, it gets primal.
It's like this total invasion, not just of your physical space, but your mental space too. And you mentioned trying to adapt, being quieter, but it seemed like the more she did that, the worse they got.
It's like they feed off that, you know? The more you shrink yourself, the more power they feel. It's messed up.
Totally. And then it went beyond just the noises and notes. There was the loud music at all hours. And then she even found her door open once, right?
Yeah. Like even if no one went in, just the thought is enough to completely freak you out, you know?
For sure. And especially in her situation, I mean, a petite woman living alone in a town where, as she put it, folks are, quote, a bit more independent when it comes to self-defense. That open door is terrifying.
Absolutely. Just underscores how vulnerable she must have felt. And that's just not okay.
I can only imagine how stressful that must have been. It's like your home becomes this place of anxiety instead of a refuge.
Right. And when you're living with that constant, like, is something going to happen? Feeling, it takes a toll. Anxiety, sleep problems. It's exhausting.
Yeah, no kidding. Did she say anything about how it was affecting her, like, day-to-day life?
She did. She actually mentioned feeling trapped. like a prisoner in her own apartment, always on edge. Imagine like jumping at every little sound.
It just breaks my heart, you know, because you're right. It's not fair. And sadly, I bet there are so many people out there dealing with this kind of thing and feeling like they have nowhere to turn.
It's true. And, you know, that's why I think it's so important to talk about it. Let people know they're not alone. There are resources, ways to deal with this stuff.
For sure. But it sounds like in this case, it went beyond just the like noise and the creepy notes. Things got, well, more serious.
Yeah, it definitely escalated. So she's in her apartment one night. And she hears this huge commotion downstairs, like a woman's voice kind of pleading and a man yelling. Scary stuff.
Oh, wow. So there really was something going on. It wasn't just in her head.
Nope. And it seems like that was like a turning point for her. That's when she realized, okay, I can't just ignore this anymore.
Which, I mean, that's a big decision, especially for her, right? Thinking about her situation, a smaller woman alone and calling the cops on your neighbor in a town where, let's just say, people handle things a little differently. That's got to be scary in its own way.
Oh, absolutely. But in that moment, it sounds like she knew she had to do something. She called the police.
Wow. So what happened? Did the police, like, figure out what was going on downstairs?
You know, we don't actually know the details of that. But what we do know is that after the police came, things changed. The downstairs neighbors, they moved out. The banging, the music, the notes, it all just stopped.
Wow, you've got to be kidding. Talk about a crazy turn of events. It's almost like that police visit, even though it was for a different issue, it kind of accidentally saved the day.
Right. But even though the source of the problem was gone, I'm sure it still messed with her.
Oh, for sure. Trauma like that, it sticks with you. And she actually mentioned that, you know, even now she still jumps at sounds, has trouble trusting people. That's totally understandable. It makes you realize how important it is to, like, document this stuff if it's happening to you.
100%. Dates, times, what happened. Even recordings, if you can get them safely. Because if it ever gets to the point where you need to involve the police or your landlord, having that proof, it can make all the difference.
It's like they always say, document, document, document. Because otherwise, it's just your word against theirs, right? And speaking of which, I know Texas has some specific laws about noise and stuff. You're like, the queen of knowing all the legal things. So what's the deal with Texas law in a situation like this?
Right.
It's Texas. So it's got to be like, everything's louder in Texas, even the laws, right? So like, what's actually considered too noisy in the eyes of the law there?
Well, it's not as simple as like, over this many decibels, you're in trouble.
Huh.
Texas law, it's all about what they call unreasonable noise, which, you know, it's subjective, right?
Oh, I see. So like what flies during the day might be a big no-no at night, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
During the day, you've got more wiggle room. But like if it's super loud and happening all the time, like, I don't know, a constantly barking dog or, yeah, someone going to town on their ceiling at all hours,
yeah,
that could be a problem.
Makes sense. And at night, I'm guessing it's a totally different story.
Oh, for sure. Texas, they're pretty strict about nighttime noise, which they say is like,
yeah,
10 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Sure.
So that TV that's fine during the day, at night could be a problem.
Okay, so even though it's Texas, there are some lines you can't cross, noise-wise. But our listener, she described her town as gun lawless. Which, I mean, that paints a picture. So does that change anything legally speaking, like with noise complaints, tenant rights, all that?
It's interesting, right? Because even though a place might be, let's say, relaxed about certain laws, that doesn't mean you don't have rights when it comes to like your home and noise and stuff.
So even in a gun lawless town, you can still like fight back against awful neighbors.
You got it. Your right to peace and quiet in your own place, that's protected.
Yeah.
But, you know, the reality is, in a place where folks maybe handle things a little more, shall we say, directly, there's an extra layer of like, do I really want to do this?
Totally. Which makes her decision to call the cops even braver. You know, she had to weigh that risk against her own safety. So much to think about. And even though it worked out, it sounds like it really messed with her. She talked about still jumping at noises, having trouble trusting people. What's your advice for someone in that spot dealing with the after effects of this kind of thing?
First off, I just want to say good for her. For getting out of that situation and for, you know, being brave enough to share her story and healing from something like that, it takes time. It's not just about the noise. It's about feeling unsafe in your own home. And that's huge.
Like emotional PTSD or something, right? So how do you even start to heal from that?
For her and anyone going through this, be kind to yourself. Don't judge those fears, those reactions. And honestly, talking to a therapist, that could be so helpful. They can give you tools to handle those feelings.
Yeah, that makes sense. There are probably even like resources out there specifically for people who've dealt with neighbor stuff, right?
Absolutely. Online, in your community, there are groups, organizations, all kinds of stuff. Connecting with people who get it, that can be so powerful.
It's true. Like, sharing those experiences, it really helps. Okay, so we've covered a ton today, but before we wrap up, I want to go back to something you said earlier. Knowledge is power. If you could go back, talk to yourself at the start of all this, knowing what you know now, what would you tell yourself?
Ooh, good one. I think I'd say, you deserve to feel safe at home. Don't downplay what you're going through. Talk to someone, get help, whether it's friends, family, the cops, whoever. You have rights. You don't have to put up with this.
Yes, so well said. And on that note, huge thanks to our listener for sharing her story. Remember, knowledge is power, and sharing those experiences, that's how we make things better for everyone.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.